Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Aleph, and we are at the end of the 11th perek of Maseches Yevamos perek Nosin, and we are on the verge of starting perek Mitzvahs Chalitza, the 12th perek. Today's shiur and this week's shiur will be sponsored in memory of Chana Bas Eliyahu. Chana Bas Eliyahu, the neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, so we are on Kuf Mabez. We are in the middle of the sugya of the statement of Shmuel. Shmuel made a statement yesterday, towards the beginning of the Gemara, where he said, if there are 10 Kohanim, that one of them lives with a woman, and the baby is a shtuki, the baby is a Vadai Kohen, you just don't know who the father is, and there is a problem of what we saw, Zaro Miyuchas Acharav, you don't know who the father is, therefore he's lacking in Yichus, therefore what? He's fully Jewish. And he's a kosher person. We know it's one of these ten Kohanim, but you don't know who the father is. So we said, on a Durabanan level, he's not allowed to do the Avoda. That was the maskan of the Gemara. Mida Araisa, he's fine. The Pazik of the Aslachta Bialma. And the Rabbanan, were gozer by a case of Znus, where somebody does not have Zara Miyucha Zacharov because of a situation of Znus, so that does not allow him to do the Avoda. By Nisuin, we were not gozer. So the Gemara said, well, is that really true? Our Mishnah. What's the case of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is a case where a child does not know who his father is because his mother got remarried or had a second relationship within 3 months, so you don't know who the father is. So what's our Mishnah talking about? Is it a case where the Gemara first said, is it a case where the first husband died? That can't be, because the Mishnah says they're both going to be onanim for him. If they're both, when he dies, but the, what do you mean? If the first husband died, then he's out. So maybe it's talking about gerushin. The first marriage ended in divorce. That also doesn't work, because if it ended in divorce, then the child is going to be a chalal, and he wouldn't have any problems being metaming himself for his first potential father. Because either he's the son, he's a Kohen, or he is a chalal, because they're both Kohenim, and his mother was a grusha. So who is the Mishnah? What's the case of the Mishnah? So we ended up saying, maybe it's talking about a case of Znus. And if it's a case of Znus, then we have a Kasha on Shmuel. Because our Gemara says, our Mishnah says at the end that they can do the Avoda. Ola bibishmaru shalzeh vishalzeh veinacholik. So if they can do the Avoda, so you see it's a Kasha on Shmuel who says, biznus, we're gozer, that if you don't know who the father is, so then he's not allowed to do the Avoda. So the Gemara says, wait, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Amar of Shmaya, there's another possibility. Bimima enes. We're talking about a case of miyun. The first marriage ended in miyun. We know they were married only on a Durabana level, and she refused. She walked out of the marriage before it turned into a Doraisa marriage. Again, I mentioned that this is the topic of the 13th parak of Yevamos, all about miyun, starting from Daf Kuf Zayin. So Rashbai says, that's the case of our Mishnah. And that's why it is not a case of Znus. If it was a case of Znus, you're right, it would be Gozer, like Shmuel says. But it's not a case of Znus, and that's why we're not Gozer in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, could that really be true? Mima'enes be called Yolda. A Mima'enes still has to be a Ketana. So could a Tana have a baby? If she's less than 12 years old, Vahatani, we already had twice in this Masechta. Vahatani, Rabbibi, Kamedur of Nachman, Shalosh, Nashim, Misham, Shos, Bemoch. Three women are allowed to use a form of birth control, some type of moch. Machlokas, does this mean inserting something before the Maisabia or after the Maisabia? One machlokas we've shown him. Does this mean, and we discuss this Dakad Afid Beis at length, does this mean that she can use a moch or she must use a moch? Another machlokas, Rashi's lashot here is mutaros, third wide line in Rashi. Mishab shos b'moch, mutaroch litein moch b'oso makab shalo yisabru. Mutter, she is allowed to use some type of birth control because it is dangerous. And then the question is on Rashi, the Ritva asks and others, the action is really earlier at Dafyad Beis, the first time this comes up in the Masechta, if she's allowed to because there's a sakana, so she should have to because it's dangerous. And the only heptah that she has is because of Sakanas. What do you mean, Mutaros? So that is a major question that is dealt with by Rashi and the Ritva and others there. So three women could use birth control because it's dangerous for them to become pregnant. Who are they? Ketana, Mu'uberes, Umenika. A child, a Mu'uberes, a woman who's already pregnant, Umenika, and a nursing woman. Ktana shemet tisaber v'tamus. A ktana is very dangerous for her to become pregnant. Shemet tisaber v'tamus. Mu'uberes. That's already our kasha. So you see a ktana it's dangerous for them to become pregnant. So what do you mean? The question was, mimma enes, right? How could that be? Continuing, meuberes. Well, we'll get to the exact question in a minute. Bez Hashem. Meuberes Hashem ateasa ubara sandal. Meuberes. At that time, there was a danger for the fetus that already existed. If the woman became pregnant again, so to speak, according to the science of the times, that would be dangerous for the first fetus. And Menika, and a nursing woman, this we understand, it could be that she's going to become pregnant again, then she's going to run out of milk for the baby, and there was no formula in those days, there was no substitute, so it was dangerous. So therefore, we don't want any of these women to become pregnant. Ve'ezi ktana, and which ktana are we talking about that there's a danger? Mi baza chasas rei shana v'yom echad ad bashtemis rei shana v'yom echad. Only that last year, 11 years old. Pachos mikan, oh yes sir, al kain. But if it's less than that, or more, mishameshes kedarka v'olechas. Divir b'meir, meir says, if it's less or more than that, so then she could just be Mishamesh's Kedarka, and she doesn't have to worry. Even by Ektana, right? Even the 11-year-old, she could just be Mishamesh's Kedarka. And from Shemayim, Kodesh Baruch will watch them, because this is something that is a known risk that is taken, and it is okay. But either you see from there that it can't be talking about Mimma Enes, because we say Ektana here is excluded. Again, there's a lot. Let's just finish, and then we'll talk more about Shomer Psoim a little. Shez the Gemara. Okay, I have another possibility. What's the case of the Mishnah? Again, we have to figure out a case of the Mishnah that's not a case of Znus. Because Shmuel says, in a case of Znus, you don't know who the father is, then we're not going to allow him to do the Avoda. And the Mishnah says they can do the Avoda. So what's the case? So we tried Mimma Enes, didn't work. So last try, fourth to last line, Mishkachazla b'kidushe ta'us. Case of a Kiddushin that was mistaken. Somehow there was something that was wrong with the Kiddushin. He was under a misimpression. And it was, it was al Tanai. It was an implicit Tanai, an explicit Tanai, and the Tanai wasn't Mekuyim. So that's where the first marriage, evaporates. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, the Hilo Nispasa Asura. If a woman is not forced, meaning if she is Mizana willingly, then she is usher to her husband, Hanis Pasa Mutares, but if she would have been forced, then she would be Mutares by an Eshes Yisrael, V'yeshlacha Acheres, and there's another woman, Shava Pishalonis Pasa Mutares, even if she was not forced, she would be Mutter. What's the case where she did it willingly and she's not usher to her husband? Ve'zu, Zu, Shekidushe, Kidushe Tos. If there was some tanai in the marriage, which was then unfulfilled, shafilu buna murkav la'akteifa, even if she has a child, then the tanai was not fulfilled, mimma enes v'holechas lo, she can refuse and just leave. Mimma enes v'holechas lo. 2 points. Number one, Tosfos here says, asmachta, this is based on a pasuk, says Tosfos, you don't need a pasuk to tell me this. Asmachta b'yalmahi, the pshita delav de kiddushe ninhu. What, there's a chiddush, the Torah, there's a case of a woman who is willingly with her husband, and she's not asura, right? So, says the Tosfos, you don't need a pasuk for that. If the marriage was al tanai on condition, and the condition wasn't fulfilled, then of course. So number one, don't take the pasuk so seriously. The Ritva then says, don't take the word mimma enes so seriously. She doesn't have to do miyun here, she doesn't have to do the formal process of going to Bezdin and refusing. If the marriage was al tanai, and the tanai was not mekuyem, then she could just walk out. There's nothing to refuse explicitly. So Tosfos says, the pasuk is not dafka, and the Ritva says, mimma enes lav dafka, mishka, and then, so you don't have to take it literally. Unless, the Ritva says, unless the condition was, Hiram Kudeshli Amanas, whatever happens, and if that doesn't happen, you have to go and be mamain in court. So if that's part of the Tanai, so that she has to be Ma'anis. But that's the only Ukipta that the Ritva comes up with. But officially, really, Ma'anis is Lav Dafka. There is a Machlokes, I think we mentioned this also back 90 blot ago, on Daf Yud Beis, Machlokes Achronim, which is known as the Binyan Sion and the Achiezer. The Binyan Sion, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, has a tshuva where he discusses, again, a lot of Achronim get into the action in terms of dangerous cases and the allowance of using birth control. And the case that is spoken about most commonly is a woman who the doctors say it's dangerous for her to become pregnant. So, what type of birth control? And we discussed, I think, earlier in the couple of weeks ago, in terms of a related topic, in terms of fertility. There's a fertility. What's the best way to procure the zera of a husband if there are fertility issues? But this is the opposite. This is a case of you don't want the fertility. You don't want her to become pregnant. So the Binyan Tzion and Kuf Lamed Zayin discusses Adver Sheila To Demar Beisha Shekol Pam She Yolda Kashto Lele. Every time she had a couple of kids already, Mazel Tov, Baruch Hashem, but she was always very dangerous. Vaisa Bisakane Gedola Vinimlata Bechazde Hashem. And each time it was a nace. I mean, she survived, and we know the mortality rate in earlier generations was much higher for a woman having a baby. Avol Me'ata, but now the doctors say, don't try it again. Don't risk it. Me'ata amru harofim lahabal sheyishmar labal yikrav od alishto kiim tisaber od v'teled ein mazor urefuah v'tamus bevadai al b'derech teva. She's not going to live through another birth. V'shala ish beruach nishpar. So the man says, I can't be with my wife. It's not a marriage. Can't function like that. V'shala ish beruach nishpar. But my nafsho in mutter lo l'shameishim ishto b'moch. Lobaltis Aber, he wanted to use birth control. They don't have to divorce his wife. Ki Asha Kiim Kvar Mitzvahs Piri Verivya Bebenu Baz, even though they already had kids, I'll call that Yitzro Topful, the Vilti Sheves Galmud Viavo, De Yisr Vagam Kide Lakayim Mitzvahs Ona. Right? So the question is, in this case, can he use birth control? So the first Gemara you quote, any of these topics, is Gemara Yavamis. Yavamis, Yud Beis, Kuf, Daf Kuf, quotes Rashi, Mishapshas B'moch, Mutaros Lavo B'moch, Tosvos, Rabbeinu Tam, goes through the Isra of Hashchas Zera Levatala. Right, this is the big discussion of the Binyan Tzion. What's important for us, though, is a big chiddush he says right in the middle. He says, Vanir Vani is Daiti. The time of the Rabbanan, the Afal Gav the Klal B'Yadenu, De'en Lecha Dover Ha'omeid B'fnei Pikuach Nefesh, V'en Hochem B'Pikuach Nefesh Achu Arov. You're right, whenever there's a Chashash Pikuach Nefesh, somebody's life's in danger, so we're Machmir, even for a little bit of a chance of Pikuach Nefesh, that's only, says the Binyan Tzion, if it's Vaday Sakadas Nefesh B'faneinu. A building fell down on somebody and somebody might be in there, could you remove it on Shabbos? It's B'faneinu. Even if it's biyuta to biyuta, aval bishaata ain't kam pikuach nefesh. But here in this case, the woman's not in danger right now. She's not in danger. Rak sheish lochush l'sakana haba bazeh. If she becomes pregnant and later on she starts having a baby, then she's going to become bisakana. Azina basaruba kamoledi nisura. And then he says that you wouldn't have the heter right now. That's the binyan tzion. The imlokein, because what's she has to become pregnant, that she has to be a danger, there has to be a full term baby, and then go into labor. There's a lot of steps to allow an isra of hashchas zera levatala in his case. Dim lo kein, if you don't say that, eich mutter le'rei liyam v'lotzeis lamidbar. How could you ever go take a business trip? Well, you're going to have to make a berachas hagomel afterwards. How could you do that? There's a danger. It's pikuach nefesh. What's the answer? This very second, it's not pikuach nefesh. Until I get there. And once I'm there, I'm already in the situation. Shehei me'ad varm shesuichem lahodos al shenit solu veich mutu lechad chilo leknos la sakana velabra al v'nishmaritim ol nafshol seichem el al karach al kibam de ba'osa sha'a sheholech adayin leka sakana. At that moment you go after the rove, and it continues, and he ends the tshuva being machmir. So kimat all the achronim say, how could that be? If you know something is going to be bikuach nefesh, then still you gotta take precautions before that, says the Achiezer. This is an apifaneinu. This woman is misukenes if she becomes pregnant, and therefore she can listen to the doctors and find a way to prevent the pregnancy. Right? Pikuach nefesh is not only befaneinu, or you say this is befaneinu. This is befaneinu enough so that she can use some type of moch.
Two questions interrelated. Yeah, first of all, the Gemara here uses the term kedusha, which usually means
kedusha. So do you say the nisuin was without? So that gets into the sugya of kedusha al tnai v'kinsa stam. We're assuming that there was some type of case that was really al tnai. Got to work out the details, but it was really al tnai, and the tnai was not fulfilled. So that's how you have to say it. Number one. Number two, the issue of Shomer Psalm Hashem is also used in many contexts. We mentioned in the past that Rav Moshe uses this in a very famous context in the sugya of smoking, where he quotes, even though, as you see the progression of tshuvos of Rav Moshe, going from the 50s to the 60s to the 70s to the 80s, you see the progression is getting more and more machmir as the research gets more and more serious in terms of what is what is smoking caused, but in Yaredeya, in Beis Memtes, and in Choshe Mishpat, in Beis Ayin Vav, where he talks about smoking, he says, I can't aser it. I can't, because even though it's terrible, and even though it makes you sick, but how many people smoke, and how many people die from smoking-related illnesses? It's still not a majority. Still not a majority. At the time, in Rav Moshe's research in 1982, I think it was the last shuva. So he says, I can't aser it based on asa that. Is it not a good idea? It's also a miyut. He says it's not even 50%. Again, as research goes on, it could become more and more serious and more. That was Rav Moshe, but again, you see his progression of tshuvas. He gets more and more machmir. You don't know what he would say today. As I've said in the past, you don't know what he would say today. I saw Rav David Feinstein a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him, and he still doesn't think that the percentages are enough, but that his father would have ossered. But that is the Rav Moshe. But he uses this principle of Shomer Psalm Hashem to defend. He said it's not a good idea, and you should, it's going to make you sick, etc. But again, Bizman Hazeh, now we have some poskim that osser, but not Rav Moshe explicitly. Okay. So that is, we finally figured out what the case is of the Mishnah, so that it is not a stira to Shmuel. Good. So now we continue. The next case of the Mishnah was Hayushneim Kohanim v'chulu. If they were both Kohanim, this is the case that we're talking about. We said Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohen, and if they say they're both Kohanim, and you don't know who the father is, that is what the end of the Mishnah discusses. Who own in a land? They own in a love, as we were just talking about. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. This boy goes over to the two people who are, one of them is his father. He just doesn't know which one. He goes over and gives one of them a whack and gives the other one a whack, making them bleed, right? Because that's the Isser. Or, Kilal Zeva Chazeva Kilal Zeva. He cursed one of them, and then he cursed the other one. Rachman al-Islan, or Kilo Shnei Babasachas, Hika Shnei Babasachas. We did it at once. One curse. We'll have to talk about how you do that. And one hit. Chayiv. That is Chayiv. Even though it was one after another, it's still Chayiv. Rashi quotes, this mandamar holds, Hasra Safek, Shma Hasra. Right? If somebody gives a Hasra, that is, there's a lack. Meaning, what is it? There are many different types of definitions. The Yerushalmi talks about hasra safek. It's some type of hasra that even if you do the avera right now, I'm giving you warning, you do the avera, there's still a doubt as to whether you violated. Don't do this. So for some reason, there's a doubt. Is it a doubt because you don't know the reality? Or is it a doubt because there was a time lag in between, so maybe you forgot the hasra? Right, even that's what the Gemara talks about in Ksubis, about Edom Zomamin. How do you give Hasra to Edom Zomamin? Right, if you give it to them before they testify, or right before, so it might be a time lag, and therefore you might be Hasra Safik also. So different types of Hasra Safik. But they all have in common that there's some lack that even after the Hasra, and they do the action, you still don't know if they're Chayiv. So, do we say that Hasra with a lack is a good Hasra or not? So, that's a machlokas tanoim, machlokas amaram. So here, Rabbi the Tanakama holds, it is a good hasra. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Bekat achas, bebas achas, if they did it at the same time, one whack or one curse, so that's going to be chayef. What's bas achas? Rashi says you have one stick, and with one fell swoop, literally, you hit both parents, both fathers. Rashi has that. Interesting, Rashi does not say the case of you have two things, one in each hand, and then you whack. Maybe because you have shalat samsem, that it's not exactly going to be b'bas achas. But Rashi says you have one stick, and you whack, and that causes two wounds on the, one each on the respective men. So b'bas achas chayev, b'zeh chazeh pater, b'zeh chazeh is going to be pater. V'hatanya Rabbi Yehuda omer pater b'bas achas, even there, trey tanoi aliba d'Rabbi Yehuda. Stop there for a... Stop there for a moment. If anybody wants any more research on Hasra Safik, if you look in the Stei Chemet. Stei Chemet is an underused sefer, Bizman Hazeh, because we have computers and we have other search engines in the Talmud, and we have the Bar Ilan. But the Stei Chemet was the Talmudic encyclopedia of the 1800s, a Sephardic great posek, and he has there pages and pages on many different Talmudic topics. So if you look on Hasra Safik, he has 15 pages on every different permutation and example and question about Hasra Safik. So go there in the second volume of the Stei Chemet. But the Gemara says, Machlokas within Rabbi Yehuda, whether even Bezeh Harzeh is going to be Chayiv. Says the Gemara, my time of demand to Patar. Why would you say, I'm sorry, even Basachas. Why would you say Patar? He hit these men at the same exact time. One of them is his father. She should be chayef. Why would you say pater? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Nema bracha lamata v'nema bracha lamala. It talks about bracha, which means cursing, right? That's the euphemism. It talks about cursing lamata, meaning your parents. And it talks about bracha lamala, meaning Hashem. Mala hala shein bashuf. It's just like the Isra of Megadef. The Isra of Kushan, God, does not have any partner, right? It's just God. Right, you don't have to have any, there's no partner. Aflamata she ain't bo shurfis. Also, below, the Isser is only ain't bo shurfis, meaning where you don't have anyone else who could be the father. Right? Excluding our case, where there are two people involved. The Iskish hakol leklala, we compare, as the psukim are next to each other in Mishpat, in the Torah, they compare each other. So that is, why we compare Hakah to Klala, at least according to one day. Rashi points out that there in Mishpatim, there is a pasuk in between the Hakah and the Klala, so there's a machlokas whether you compare the two, but that's the svara for Rabbi Yehuda. Right? This Gemara talks about the Lamala partners and the Lamata partners. Remember the Gemara in Mesechas Nida, which this is based on, that there are three partners in every individual. Famous Gemara, Nida, Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. The Gemara says that every partner gives something to the Vlad, the end of the third parak. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Shutfin Yesh Ba'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Lamala, Va'aviv V'imo, that's the Lamata, Aviv Mazria Haloben, Shemimenu Atzamos V'gidim V'tzipranayim, the father gives the matter that creates the bone and the sinews and the fingernails, U Moach Sheberosho, V'loban Sheba'ayin, and the brain, etc. Ima Mazras Odem Shemimenu Or Ubasar Vesiris Veshachar Shebaayin. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nosin Bo Ruach Unishama Veklaster Panim Veriyas Haayin Veshmiyas Haozin Vedibur Pev Yilach Raglayim. Hashem makes them work, right? The husband and the father and the mother give the physical nose and mouth, etc. And then it says beautifully, Hashem makes them work. Re'iyas ha'ayin, the ability to see, Shmiyas ha'ozen, to hear, Dibor peh, our last week's parsha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, who gives the power of speech? Don't worry about it. V'hiluch raglayim ubina v'haskel. Right, that is the, and it gives intellect, right? So that's Kadosh Baruch Hu's input. We mentioned in the past a beautiful thought from one of the Achronim. That's why when we say a Mishaber for a chola, we use the mother's name. And for a Kalmale, we use the father's name. Because a Kalmale, after the person's death, the only thing left is the bones. And the father gave the bones. But when a person's sick, so you want his flesh, you want his busser to get better, even though sometimes there's sickness in the bones too, but we want the, so to speak, busser to get better, and that comes from the mother. The Gemara ends off, the Kimon Shigia Zmanu Li Pater Min HaOlam, when it's time, after 120 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Notel Chelko, Hashem takes his chelik back. And then the chelik aviv v'imo meiniach lifneihem. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. The father and the mother's chalakim, they stay. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in his chelik, and then he takes out his chelik when the time comes. Right? That's all what we might call the neshama. But it's also the ability to use all the physical dimensions, but that's what's alluded to here. We're talking about the lamala and the lamata. The Aruch Haner also has a diak here, when he discusses why, when the Gemara says bas achas, why does it have to be mamish bas achas, the exact same moment? Right? We know there's a principle called toch kedei dibur. We know you can do it within the time it takes to say shalom alecha Rebbe Umori. Right? So why doesn't Rashi give that example? That's not good enough here. Toch kedei dibur wouldn't be good enough. Right? We know the Gemara tells us in Nedarim that even kriya, by kriya is good enough. But the Gemara says if somebody finds out Rachman al Asad, their relative died, so they tear Kriya. And then, within Toka de Dibur, they find that for the next very second, then they find out, oh, your father didn't die then, but he died now. Right? So the father died within Toka de Dibur of when the son did Kriya. So Gemara says that works. So Toka de Dibur works. So ask the Aruch Haner, why doesn't it work here? So he says, Lama Hutzrach Lazev, Lo Pirish, Toka de Dibur, he says, Al Karchok Tzorach Loma Darashi Svirale, Tekahai Gavna, Lo Mikri Hasras Vadai. Note, even Toka de Dibur would not be Hasras Vadai. Why? Kivan Da'akati Ika Safik Al Ezebishneim Chayiv, Avshai Toka de Dibur, Volakach Lo Mischayiv El Bekia Gavna, Shabasrin Bo, Lo Take Akazu, Shatam Mischayiv Al Akazu. It must be that there's only one Lashon is used. And you don't have to say the father's names even. He says, don't hit this hakah that you can be mischayev with this hakah. And also by the Makawel. a parallel, makalo babas achas eshemo shnehem, akadi avayasar asafik, al eza shem, balo achiv. It must be that Rashi assumes Tokel Dibra would not be good enough, and it would be asar asafik. So it must be that, this is the Raya also, that you don't even have to mention your father's name. In the curse, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, he said, alo bishkachas rak bishakilo aviv stam, I curse my father, wherever he is, whichever one of these individuals. Right, so then you wouldn't need, though he says, Rashi must hold that Tokel Dibra is not good enough, and that proves that you don't even have to mention the names, because that would be more than Tokel Dibra. That's the Aruch Lener's point here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. The Ola, last part of the Mishnah was, the Ola bimishmaro v'chulu. They each could go up in the Mishmaro. It's a Kohen, you don't know which family he's from. So they could each go do the Avoda, but they can't get a portion in the karbanos that's given out. So ask the Gemara. If he's not getting a portion, so what's the point of doing the avoda? Ask the Gemara. Lama ola. Hamar bina didn't have a mitzvah. He wants to do the avoda the Beis Hamikdash. What's wrong with that? So he's not going to get a portion. Okay, but he's a lishma man. So he wants to do it. So ella, this is the question. Ola loktani. Ella ola balkarcho. The Mishnah says that Ola, which sounds like the Gemara says, we force him. Not Allah. He could, if he wants to, he could have gone up. Ola, we force him to go up and do the Avoda. Why would we force any Kohen to do the Avoda? But Kohen, there's a lot of Kohanim. They used to fight for the Avoda. So what Kohen is more laid back. So why would we force him? So the Gemara says, yeah, here we would. Amar Avacha Bar Chanina, Amar Abaya, Amar Avasi, Amar Ab Yochanan. Right, that proves what we said a couple of days ago about Mevi Gulul Olam. You quote the whole line. Mishum Pigam Mishpacha. The problem is here, if he doesn't go up, then people are going to start talking. Maybe they know a little bit that he's has some sfeikas about him, and then the whole rest of the family is going to have rumors about them, because this family member is not Tahar, is not Miyuchas. And that's the problem. We make him go do the Avoda in both. In both of the families, Olam Mishpar Shalzeh, Mishpar Shalzeh. Because we don't want people to say that there is a psul in this mishmar. Period. And if both of the Kohanim were from the same mishmar, same group, right? We know the Kohanim were split up into 24 mishmaros, and each mishmar was split up into 6 batei avos, and they each did work about 2 weeks out of the year. So if they were from the same mishmar, then he could even get one chelek. Says the Gemara, Maishna Shnei Mishmaros Delo. Why do we say that by 2 Mishmaros? That he wouldn't be able to get a portion. De Azil Laha Mishmara Umatule. Vazil Laha Mishmara Umatule. Because each Mishmar will say, we're not giving you a portion because you're really from a different Mishmar. So Mishmar Echanami, even if they're from the same Mishmar, Azil Lahai Beisav Umatule. Vazil Lahai Beisav Umatule. So each Beisav would say, you're not from our family. Right? Because it was split up into smaller groups. So you're right, says the Gemara. Amar Papa Hachika Amar. Im Hayushnei B'Mishmar Echad U'Beis Av Echad Notel Chelek Echad. If they're from the same Beis Av, meaning it's definitely from today, from the same, they're related. They're from the same day, so therefore that is when he could get a portion. Okay, this finishes up. Hadralach Nosin Al Hanusa. Now we get into the topic of Chalitza. Chalitza is one simon in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Kuf Samach Tes, big fat Simon at the end of Evan Ezer. Yibn Chalitza Rola at the end of Evan Ezer. Kuf Samach Tes is the whole process of Chalitza. Just 2 points to remember that we have mentioned in the past. Number one is, and they're related to each other. The Rambam counts in Minyan HaMitzvos 3 of the 613 related to Yibim and Chalitza. 3 of the 613. Number one is Yibim. Number two is Chalitza. Number three is the Isser of a woman, a Yavama Lachutz. Right, those are the three mitzvot Rambam counts. Le'yabem lachlotz v'shaloti nasei yivama le'ish zar ad shetasur rishus hayava me'aleha. We mentioned that lashon a long time ago, right? That she can't go marry until the rishus of the yavam is removed from her through chalitza. That's what chalitza does. It removes the rishus of the yavam on her. But that's the language of the Rambam. Mitzvah of liyabim, mitzvah of lachlotz, and mitzvah of shlotinasi until the rishus is removed. What does that sound like? Until the rishus is removed. So this is a major sugya, mitzvah matir. Meaning how much is chalitza a mitzvah like other mitzvahs aseh? That there's a mitzvah to do it no matter what? Or is it what we call a matir? It's a situational mitzvah. If the woman wants to get remarried, so then she has to do chalitza. If she has no plans on it, she's 99 years old and she's not getting remarried, so that she wouldn't have to do chalitza. So how do we look at it? That is a machlokas. And you have the roots of this machlokas in the Rishonim, and you have it expanded upon a lot in the Achronim. But what impression do you get from the Rambam? From that word of the Rambam, it sounds like matir. Sounds like that's the definition of the mitzvah. She can't marry someone else until the reshus of the ovum is removed. So removing, so at least it could be a matir. Or the Rambam's next law shown, though, that's in the Koteret. In the Halachos, though, he gives the opposite impression. Again, it's not mafurish the other way. But he says, lo ratza liyabem, oh, shalo ratzas he. Yibam is definitely a mitzvah. Question is, chalitza. What if they don't want to do yibum? He doesn't want to, she doesn't want to. Hareza choleitz lazev, yachar kach tia muteres liinasi liacher. She can do chalitza and then muteres. Mitzvahs asei min haTorah lachlotz in lo ratza liyabim. Then he has that line. It's a mitzvahs asei to do chalitza in lo ratza liyabim. So, it's not 100% either way, because it could be situational, but you have to put all the languages, the Lashonos of the Rambam, together. Again, where is it more mefurish? Poskim that talk about the actual case if she doesn't want to get remarried. The Nitziv, right here in our Mishnah. What's the first word in our Perek? Mitzvahs chalitza, says the Nitziv in the Merom Sada. Mizeh yesh lomon. The Nitziv picks up on that word. The Iker chalitza hi mitzvahs asei. Gam afilu kishe'ena rotze lihinasei. The Nitziv said, that word teaches me that there's a mitzvah even if she has no intention of getting remarried. V'lo rak kedei luftaro samei hazika. It's not just pottering her from the zika. V'kar harachnu bazeh. V'nira lahosif. And then he says, I'll bring you another raya. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, what if the Yavim and the Yavama live in different places? So there's a pasuk that teaches me that the Yavama has to go to the Yavam. There's a pasuk that teaches me that. So asks the Nitziv, if the Iker of Chalitza is to get a heter, it's just a matir, so we need a pasuk for that. To paraphrase the Gemara elsewhere, he says, if somebody is hurt, they go to the doctor. If she wants her heter, she has to go to get the heter. So of course she has to go to the Yavam's town to get matired. Right? So what's the Havam mean to say otherwise? We need a pasuk to tell me that. Ah, but if you say it's not just a matir, but it's a mitzvah, the Yavam has a mitzvah to do. So if he has a mitzvah to do, it could be he has to go and run after the mitzvah. Havi rasta mitzvah kalak of achamura. That's why you would have thought that he could has to go to her town. That's why you need a pasuk to tell me that no, that she could go to his town. So the question is then, so what's the pasuk telling me? Even though he doesn't say this, but we'll add this in. Even though it's a mitzvah, tiras hakasev, that she goes to him. Or do we say, no, the pasuk is being megaleh, that it's a matir. You always have that question when you have a pasuk teaching me a chiddush. Is the pasuk changing what I would have thought, or keep what I thought, but afal pikein, this is the halachas. That's the Nitziv. The Nitziv thinks the first way, that it's a mitzvah, but afal pikein, she has to go to him. That's the Nitziv. But there's a lot, the Chacham Tzvi we mentioned in Siman Aleph, says beferish that it is not a mitzvah. Right, if she has no intention of getting married, she does not have to get, she does not have to do chalitza. If you look in the back of the Frankel Rambam, the first Sefer HaKovitz on Hilchos Yibam says beferish, this is a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs in the Sefer Likutim. He quotes, "Vizeh pashut mitzvah asei zu pashut tu kashar mitzvahs kamo shofar lula vidomehem v'imhi v'hu merutzim shalol liyabim v'lo lachlotz." If they both want to do nothing, no, you have to force them. You have to force them to do it. And he says the whole idea of Yibam and of Asei Dochalos Asei, what you have in this Masechta, wouldn't apply if they each warrant mitzvahs. So again, this is a big topic. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin and Yutes, which discusses if there's a situation where Yibam is not going to be done. Let's say the wife of a king. The wife of a king is not going to get, have Yibam done to her by the king's brother because Malin Bakodesh, and it's to be Zion for the king's wife to marry a commoner. So do you do Chalitza? Do you do chalitza there? So it sounds like you don't do chalitza. So is that because there's no chiv of yim, there's no chiv of chalitza, or well, she's not going to get married anyway, right? That's what Rashi says there, and the Rishash jumps on Rashi. What are you talking about? She's not going to get married anyway. There's a mitzvah to do. So that's it. Again, it's a very large topic, but this is the introduction to this parak. There's also a shita that I don't know if we've mentioned before, and we don't have time to go through it well now. But Rav Sadia Gaon seems to count only one mitzvah, yibim and chalitza. You don't know for sure because Rav Sadia Gaon and Sefer HaMitzvahs is a poem, so you can't really be medayik so much from it. But his words are Yevimtech Chalotz O Yabeim Ula Yakim Sarid. You're Yavama, do chalitza or yibum, ulai, maybe you will be able to have a child. That's the six words. So Rav Sadi, Rav Yochavish Aprolau, Kedaka Bakodesh has 30 pages on this one line, discussing one mitzvah, two mitzvah, but he assumes that one big mitzvah. And he leaves the Rambam and the other Rishonim, Sorachian. Why should this be two mitzvos? Just because you have the word mitzvah in the Mishnah. A lot of times you have the word mitzvah. The Gemara says that you hold your lulav in your right hand and your esrog in your left hand. Why? Because in your right hand you have three mitzvos and the esrog is one mitzvah. So you count that as four separate mitzvahs? Of course not. Dalam minim is one mitzvah. The word mitzvah does not mean that you count it as a separate mitzvah saseh. So, and he goes through, he says, I don't understand. You never would have the opportunity to do both. So why do you count it as one? You have a mitzvah of yibam chalitza. You have a choice. So he just turns everything on his head. Rov Rishonim assumed that it's two separate mitzvahs, but keep aware that Rav Sadia Gaon says that it's only one. The two questions might be related: mitzvah matir and two separate mitzvahs aseh. Okay, there's a ton to talk about here, but let's see what we can fit in. Mitzvah chalitza bishlosha. So the mitzvah of chalitza is to bishlosha dayanim is done with three judges. Va'afilu shloshen edyotos. They don't have to be mumchin. Right, they don't have to be experts going back with smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu, even three adyotos. Chalitza b'minal, if chalitza was done with a minal. Rashi says that means a soft leather shoe. Chalitza sakshera, that's okay b'di'evan. It should not be used l'chachila, as we will see why. Ba'an pilia, if you just take off his sock, chalitza sapsula, the chalitza's puzzle. We'll talk about later on, we'll get to it, the different parts of the chalitza process. Here we're talking about the process of removal of the shoe. Because we'll see that's the most important part. That's ma'akev. There's also the spitting. There's also the kriyas apsukim. But we're talking about the taking off of the shoe first. Bisandal sheish lo akev. If you use a sandal is another harder leather. Bishish lo akev. As long as it has a sole, kosher. Shein lo akev, pasul. Min arkuba ulamata. Rashi says that means, let's say Rachmano Litzlan, the man had to get his foot amputated. How low down? So if he still has a part of his foot below the knee, so then that's called a foot for our purposes. You put the sandal on that part. Chalitza ksheira. Menarkubo lamala. Rachman al sandal is above the knee. Chalitza psula. That doesn't work. That's not called a chalitza. Chalitza v'sandal sheina shalo. If you use a sandal that's not yours, v'sandal shal eitz or a wooden, b'shal small b'yamin, or you put the left sandal on the right foot. Chalitza ksheira. All of those are still kosher. It's got to be the right foot. And it doesn't have to be yours. Chalitza b'gadol shu yachol lahalech. Both use one that's a little too big, but you can still walk around in it. O b'katan shu chofes rov ragla, or one that's a little too small, but it still covers most of the foot. Chalitza sakshever, that also works. Obviously, we'll see in the future Mishnayos that if you don't have this, the left foot and it doesn't cover, it's too big, so that will be more of a problem. Good. Umeachar da'afilu shlosha hedyotos. If once we say that even three hedyotos can be used, as the Mishnah says, dayanim lamali. So what's the purpose of three dayanim? If it says you can use any three people. So what's the purpose of three? So hakamashvelan debeinam b'shlosha sheyodim lahakros kein dayanim. You can't have total bores to do it in front of. They have to be people who know the psukim in kiseitze to be makri. So that the answers, chalutz anal, chalutz anal, so they have to know how to read the psukim. The Choshuke Chemed here says, we find four times where there's a makri used. When is there a makri used? So, here's one of them, Bayibam. Number two, the most famous one, shofar. Tzkiya shofar, there's a makri. The makri tells the person to blow shofar. When else do we have a makri? Bikurim. Bikurim, the Mishnah tells us in Bikurim, V'yanisa v'yamarta, the Kohanim say. And finally, the fourth, Birchas Kohanim. Shulchan Aruch says, the Pasuk in Naso, Amor Lahem. So when do we have a Makri? Birchas Kohanim, Tzkiya Shofar, Bikurim, and the Chalitza. And then he discusses, could you use a recorded Makri by these cases? And he goes through each one. Well, Shabbos is going to be a little tough on Tzkiya Shofar, right? Let's say, forgetting the Muksa issues. Let's say you set the timer and it's going to exactly when. So do you need a recording? So he says Berachas Kohanim Lechora is not able to be used because Amar Lohem, it's got to be the personal shofar is all about that you don't make a mistake. So there's no chiyuv to have a makri. No chiyuv, most people do it just it doesn't make a mistake. So there's no din to have a makri. By Bikurim and Chalitza, pashas that you would need hakra bepeh because it says V'yanisa V'yamarta, it says a beferish pasuk. But that's in terms of hakra. There is a big discussion, again, in the Sanhedrin Daf Beis, but just to note, Rashi Sanhedrin Beisim and Aleph. The Gemara there says that Miyun, as we'll see, requires a Bezdin of three. Rashi says, why? Because called the Tikkun Rabbanan came Daraisa Tikkun. You need, it's paralleled after the Din Daraisa that you need three. What is Miyun patterned after? Rashi says Miyun needs three because it's patterned after the Din Daraisa. Rashi doesn't say what that Din Daraisa is. That's a huge discussion. The Noda Behuda made the Rashi famous. Because the Noda Behuda says, you know what that means? Gerishin needs three. You need a Gerishin for Bezdin. There's no Gemara really. At least there's one line in the Gemara Baba Basra. But Pashas, there's no Gemara that talks about this issue. That you need a Bezdin for Gerishin. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says Chalisa needs three and Miyun needs three. Together. What's the Doraisa that Miyun is patterned after? So the Noda Behuda says Gerishin. Say the other Achronim, no way. Says the Netziv right here. Says the Rishash. Says the Maharam Shif. Say others, no. The Miyun, the Doraisa that it's patterned after is Chalitza. That's what the Lashon in that Mishnah is. Chalitza Miyun in Bishlosha. So that is a Machlokas Achronim. Whether you could do Gerishin, not in front of a Bezdin. Right, it relates to how much is it din? Can you do a Gerishin at night? And the other halachas, but that's a famous sheet of the Noda Behuda that you need a Bezdin for Gerishin because Miyun is patterned after Gerishin, but the other Achronim say that no, Chalitza is what it's patterned after. And lumdus-wise, it's a beautiful question. Is Miyun more closer to Chalitza? Is it closer to Gerishin? All the Achronim get into the act of the Svar behind that. Okay. Why do you need a Bezdin? So we're not going to go into it now. The Ritva says maybe Chalitza is like a Davar Sheba'erva. Bali Tosfos say maybe there's going to be a Ksuba that has to be paid, so you're going to need three for Dini Mamanis anyway, but you need three. Weiter. Tanina la de Tana Rabbanon, Mitzvah Chalitza, B'shlosha Sheyodin, Lahakros, Kein Dayanim. You need three that will know how to be Makri, like Dayanim, Rabbi Huda, Omer, Bechamisha. You need five Dayanim, not three. My time at the Tana Kama, Tanya, Zakenim, Shnayim. Zakenim teach me two. Vein Bezdin Shakel, and you're not allowed to have an even number Bezdin. Mosifin Alein Orechad Harikan Shlosha. So 2 + 1. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ziknei Shnayim, Zikenim Shnayim. Two different words. Vein Bezdin Shakel, that's 2, 4. Vein Bezdin Shakel, Mosifin Alein Orechad Harikan Hei. So that gives you 5 altogether. Again, a big topic. Well, let's do Tosfos first. Tosfos basically asks, don't we usually assume that the need for an odd number Bezdin is because you don't want to have a stalemate? So Chalitza, what is Bezdin doing by Chalitza? Isn't Bezdin just witnessing? There are two functions that Bezdin does. Bezdin makes decisions and Bezdin witnesses. So isn't the issue of ain't Bezdin shakel only because you're worried about stalemates? So Tosfos has two opinions. Tosfos' first day is, yeah, that could come up a machlokas here by Chalitza too. There's a lot of arguments whether you need to see the spit and you need to this, you need to that. There's a lot of machlokas by Chalitza. So here too, Bezdin's first answer is in a chinami. There could be a machlokas here too. That's why you need a Bezdin note. You need an odd number Bezdin. But then Tosfos gives a second answer. Tosfos says, "Ve'od yishlomar de'bechol duchta de'be'inan roy le'Bezdin ein Bezdin shakel." That's a crucial line. What's Bezdin saying? Even if the motivation for the din was originally because you don't want to have a stalemate, but now the idea of a Bezdin note, an odd number Bezdin, is part of the definition of a Bezdin, even in a place where you wouldn't need any decisions to be made. Right, and this answers Tosfos in Megillah also. Tosfos in Megillah, Daf Chaf Gimel, asks, why do you need the Gemara there says, how many people do you need? If you want to give a piece of land to the Beis HaMikdash, you need 10 people to estimate it. So Tosfos there says, Amailo boy achadasar, why do you need 11? You learn 10 from Sukkim, you should need 11. Ein Bezdin shakel. No answer given. Tosfos there says. So the Turei Evan there says in Megillah, the Shagas Aryeh, well, there it has to be unanimous. So there's not going to be any machlokas. You need 10 to 0. They have to come to a decision how much it's worth. But the other answer is that no. That it could be, that's Tosfos L'shitaso, on the first day of here, it could be that you don't worry about an odd number Bezdin if you're not making any decisions. That's going to be a machlokas. But according to the second day of Tosfos here, it'll be a kasha. Be a kasha because once you define a Bezdin as a Bezdin note, you'd always need that. Again, this is a big topic, comes up a lot, in terms of all the contexts where you're not making decisions and you still need a Bezdin note by Hafaris Nedarim and by Bitol Haget and the case over there by Arachin. So it's a big, important topic. But these 2 days in Tosfos are always quoted, right? 2 days in Dibur Maskil Ve'ein. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, so it's a machlokas, whether you need 3 or 5. So what does each one do with the other ones? Psukim. V'tanakama, hi, ziknei my avid lei. Mibayle l'ribuye afilu shloshe adyotos. Ziknei teaches me even 3 adyotos. For Rabbi Yehuda, adyotos minale, nafkale mi le'enei. You know it from the word le'enei. Da'amar mar le'enei prat l'sumin. Because we said le'enei excludes someone who's blind. You can't have someone who's blind watch the chalitza. Machlokas Rishonim, Rov Rishonim, the Ritva, Rabbeinu Tam Maskana, assume both eyes. One eye is okay. The Rabbeinu Tam originally thought one eye would also not be okay, but Lamaskana he is. So the Gemara said, we know there's a limud that le'ene excludes someone who's blind from being the Dayan. Umi de itzrich le'ene lemute sumim, from the fact that you need that le'ene to exclude that, shmamina that I memela know, that filu hedyotos, I know that you could use hedyotos for, you don't need smuchin or mumchin. Why? The islak adaitach sanhedrin be'inon, if you need real, super Dayanim, so then lamali lemute sumin, then you wouldn't need a separate pasuk to exclude sumin. Mitatani Rav Yosef nafka. Mitatani Rav Yosef. Kishem shebezdin menukim bitzedek, kach bezdin menukim mikal mum. Bezdin cannot mumin. So therefore, you would know that blind would be excluded. The fact that you need a limud means that you don't need someone of the caliber of the Sanhedrin. Shenemar, kulech yafa rayasi umumein bach. Right, the pasuk in Shir Hashir, you're all beautiful, referring to the Sanhedrin. And we've quoted Rav Moshe Feinstein's tzivoy at the end of his life, that he didn't want to get all his teeth taken out when he had to get dentures because he didn't want to be a balmum l'gabi ha-Sanhedrin b'zman t'chiyas ha-meisim. So they made him, he said, make him leave in 2. And the story goes, I looked it up again, it's in the Akdama to the posthumous volume, that it ended up that they could leave 3 in, not even just 2, so it was all good. And Rav Moshe made it. He didn't need us to say that he can make it, but that's Rav Moshe. Vayter v'idach, what about the other opinion? How do you know that? What do you use le'enei for? My avile. If you already know from the other pasuk that you could have adyotos. Hahu l'kidah rava hu da'as adam rava tzrichi dayani l'mech zeruka tekanaving mipuma diyavama. The dayanim have to see the spit come out of the yavama's mouth. Tichsev, we have to talk again about the symbolism of all of these actions. We will, by the Shem, over the next couple of days. But yet they see it. Tichsev le'enei azakenim, the eyes of the azakenim viyarka. They have to see it. What if they didn't see it? Is this lachachila b'di'evet? It's for sure lachachila. V'idach nami mibayle l'kidarava. So doesn't the other opinion also hold they have to see the spit? And achinami. Ela hedyotos minale. So again, le'ene is used up then. So what? How do they know hedyotos? Nafka mi bi Yisrael. Yisrael called to who? Any Yisraelim. Right, even hedyotos. V'idach ha Yisrael mayavale. What does the other opinion use Yisrael for? Mibayle l'kidatani Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Bi Yisrael. Bebezdin shel Yisrael. V'lo bebezdin shel Gerim. Gerim are not allowed to be the bezdin for chalitza. Period. Ve'idach. Why is that? It says Yisrael. What's the svara for that? We gotta work hard on that. Why are some halachas gerim are excluded and some not? Ve'idach. Yisrael achrinaksiv. The other one says it says Yisrael twice. V'nikar shmo b'Yisrael. Ve'idach. What does he use the other Yisrael for? Mi barlel k'detanya. Amr Reb Yehuda pamachas ayinu yoshel in erbi tarfon. Uba yevam alachlots. V'amar lanu in erbi tarfon setos. Anu kolchem chalos hanal. All of you answer. Chalos hanal. Chalos hanal. Right? And that's said by all the people in the court. Not just the dayanim. And that's what's learned out from the B'Yisrael. Ve'idach. Where does he know that from? Ivanikra nafka. He knows that from the word v'nikra. Fine. End of back and forth. Next section. So Elamayata, what do we say? Machlokas, 3 dayanim, 5 dayanim. Elamayata, vikaru shnayim, vidibru shnayim. There are 2 other verbs, plural verbs. So you should add on 4 more. Hachanami, there be Yehuda harikan tisha, l'rabanan harikan shiva. Why don't you say there's even more dayanim? So the Gemara said, "Ahumi boile l'kidatanya." Those verbs are used to teach me something else. We referred to this once earlier, a very crucial halacha. Vikaru lo velo shlucham. Bezdin has to be kori the psukim and not their shliach. Gzeras hakasuf. Shlichus does not work here. Tosfos discusses, why don't you use this pasuk to teach me that you don't say shlucho shaladam kamoso? Instead of finding a source for shlucho shaladam kamoso in Kiddushin, use this one to tell me you don't say it. And Tosfos answers, no, because you have like 5 places in the Torah where shlichus doesn't work. So those are specific cases that you don't learn from. So kori lo velo shlucham. That's what Vikarwa teaches me. V'dibru elav, milamed, shemasilo, eitzahau, geneslo. We give the Yavam and Yavama We give them good advice. Shimhu, hayahu, yalev, hizakena, huzaki, viyalda. If there's a big age difference, so we tell them, don't get involved. Omrim lo malachetel yalda, malachetel zakena, klachetel shakamoscha, vatakas kutatel doch besecha. Just do chalitza. We advise them to do chalitza, because that's, the Karen Ora says, it's, even though Yibam is kodem lechalitza, but it's darkei shalom, we want the marriage to work. Period. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, halacha, chalitza bishlosha. We pass him like our Mishnah, the chalitza is with three. Hoel v'sasam lantana kavase, because our Mishnah is anonymous like him against Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rava, Rav Nachman, ihachi miyunami. So you should say miyun is with three. Ditznan, the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The first big fat Mishnah, Ditznan, amiyun v'chalitza bishlosha. That's the line I quoted before, about the Noda Yehuda's diak. Then miyun and chalitza require three, so that Mishnah says miyun needs three. So, do we pass him like that? If you say that's true, Vatanya, but we learned in the Brisa, Miyun, Beishamay Omrim Bezdin Mumchin, Ubeisil Omrim Bebezdin Vishaloba Bezdin. Beishamay says, Mumchin, Beisil says even without a Bezdin. What does that mean, not a Bezdin Mumchin? Ve Elu Modim Shetzarach Shlosha, you need three. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, Machshir, Bishnayim, even two. Vyomer of Yosi, Barmin Yomi, Abar of Nachman, Halacha, Koso Azug. Question mark. So you see that Miyun is with two. But I thought you said that Allah is like the anonymous Mishnah. The anonymous Mishnah at the beginning of Sanhedrin says Miyun is with three. Answer, Hasam by Miyun Chad Stam. There's only one Stam. The Hacha Trey Stami, and here by Chalitza there's two Stam Mishnahs that say three. Says the Gemara, Hasam Nami Trey Stami Ninu, also by Miyun there's two. It's not, the Mishnah said earlier, Miyana Osha Chalza Bifanav Yisoenem Ebreshu Bevezdin. Before we had, in the cases of Nitan, if a girl is Mima Enes in front of a judge, that judge could eventually marry her. But you say, because it's a Bezdin. So you see there, it doesn't say three at all. That could be just two. So, Ela Hasan Trey Stami Hacha Tzlasa Stami. Over there, by Miyun, there's only two anonymous Mishnais. But here, by Chalitza, there are three. And that's why you paskin by the three. Says the Gemara, who cares how many there are? Michdi, hastama vahastama, mali chatsta, mali tresta, mali tlasa. Well, something, if the rule is that you follow an anonymous Mishnah, who cares how many there are? You should follow the anonymous Mishnah. So El Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, a different svara. How we know chalitz is with three? Ho v'sasam b'maka machlokes. No, it was made an anonymous statement in the same context where it just quoted the machlokes. Ditznan. That Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, Smicha Sakena ve'egla rufa bishlosha, Tive Rabyosi, Rabyudam Rabbechamisha. There's a machlokes about those two. What smicha zakenim is or egla rufa, and then it says chalitza miyun bishlosha. The very next line, v'loka palig Rabbi Yehuda, and if Yehuda doesn't argue this, so shma mina hadabei Rabbi Yehuda, shma mina must be he was hadabei. By the way, smicha zakenim over there is a machlokes. What does that mean? Machlokes Rashi the Rambam smicha zakenim. Does that mean the Sanhedrin puts their hands parhelam davar shel tzibur on the animal that they're bringing on their own behalf, or does it mean smicha? Smicha that's given to the Zakenim, like we know, the institution of Smicha. So is that done in front of three? That's a Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. What that means in the Mishnah. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots. Again, these dafim now are full. A lot to talk about in the world of Chalitza, but we'll try to do our best in the coming days. Again, today's shiur was sponsored L'Zecha Nishmas Chana Bas Elyahu. The Neshama should have an Aliyah.